لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك.
شيخ طريقه امير اهل السنه ذا فاوندر اوف دعوت اسلامي علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی ضیاء دامت برکاتہ الحالیہ has stated on page 17 of his booklet سیلفی کے 30 عبرتناک واقعات Perils of Selfie Mania. Selfie lovers are found pursuing their passion for selfies during the sacred pilgrimage for Hajj and Umrah. They instantly take a selfie at a place they like and post it on the social media, making it public. Selfies are even made while kissing Hajre Aswad or performing Tawaf and Sa'i, which disturbs the flow of those who perform Tawaf and Sa'i. People collide or fall over each other, which cause great difficulty to them. In an attempt to take selfies while worshipping, the selfie-taking people lost their own concentration and devotion as well. Some people are found taking selfies even near the blessed golden grill in front of the sacred Muwajja. Some overly bold people even turn their back towards the sacred Muwajja for taking a selfie. Would that we could make our mind that the privilege to sacred Haraman is for earning reward, not for taking selfies. Haram ki zami aur kadam rakh ke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the fortunate people who are privileged to perform Hajj and Umrah should bear in mind the manners of visiting these sacred pieces, abstaining from useless conversations and the unnecessary use of mobile phones. They should continue to do zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recite the Holy Quran, Salat al-Nabi, and invoke Tasbih and Tahleel all the time. In addition to these, they should also bear in mind the parables of pious saints and the practices they used to adopt during the pilgrimage and visit of these sacred places. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of its blessings, the yearning for Hajj will be increased. Let's listen to three parables of pious saints about the pilgrimage for Hajj. Number one, a person humbly said to Sayyidina Hatim Asan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, tell me about the traveling companion in whose company I may reach in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because I have intended to go on a pilgrimage for Hajj. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, O brother, if you want a companion, make recitation of the Holy Quran your companion. If you want a comrade, make angels your comrades. If you want a friend, so Allah Azza wa Jal is the honor of the hearts of his friends. If you want provisions for the journey, believe in Allah Azza wa Jal is the best provisions. Considering the Holy Kaaba to be in front of you, perform tawaf happily. Number two, when Sayyidina Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala was privileged to have wukufi Arafat, stay at Arafat in Hajj on 9th Zulhajj, he rahmatullahi ta'ala remained absolutely silent. He rahmatullahi ta'ala did not utter even a single word till sunset. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala passed Milan Akhdaran during Sa'i, tears started flowing from his eyes and he recited the following couplet: I am walking in such a state that I have set the seal of your love on my heart, so that no one else can enter it except you. When the tears start rolling down the cheeks, it becomes obvious who is really weeping and who is just acting. Number three, it has been narrated that Sayyidina Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein Ali bin Abi Talib rahmatullahi ta'ala left for Hajj. When he entered Masjid al-Haram, he rahmatullahi ta'ala started weeping bitterly and loudly as he saw the Holy Kaaba. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was humbly asked, undoubtedly people are looking at you, please do not weep so loudly. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, why should I not weep? Perhaps due to my weeping, Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on me and I will succeed in his court on the day of judgment. He rahmatullahi ta'ala then performed tawaf of Baytullah and offered Salah at Maqam-e Ibrahim. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, lifted his head from Sajda, the place of Sajda was wet with his tears. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.